Good morning, everybody. I'd like to call the Senate Finance Committee to order at 10:31 a.m. We're a little bit late today. We had some conflicting items going on. It's August 1st, 2008. With me today is Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson, Senator Huggins, Senator Thomas. The other two members have their documents and papers on the table. I'm sure they'll be showing up here shortly. We're going to continue the discussion this morning on our energy relief package. Yesterday, we introduced a new CF version L. We're going to hear from the administration this morning. We'll talk about some amendments. We'll take some public testimony and work the process, but we're going to be running a fairly short meeting this morning because we have some other issues that we're dealing with today outside of the finance table. So we'll be taking a recess and we'll be reconvening sometime shortly after the floor session today to continue to work on this bill. So just for those in the audience that are either here to listen, testify, or help us work on this bill, stay close to the building, preferably the fifth floor. Because if we're not in session, we'll be working on this bill either at the table or at the staff level. Because this is the item between us and our summer vacation. And the quicker we can wrap this up, the better in the next couple of days. But back to Senate Bill 4002, for those of you that are home that want to pull it up on the web and take a look at that, it's power cost equalization and a resource rebate program. And we do have representatives from the administration that are enthusiastically arrived today to help us with the energy relief for the citizens of the state. And if you can come forward, please. And again, this is a work in progress. We have several technical issues that we're going to correct, which we'll mention here in a little bit through the day. So, and we may have other things surface as we work on this. But you can introduce yourself for the record and who you represent.
For the record, my name is Randy Ruaro. I'm a special assistant for the governor, Mr. Chairman, and I've been working with your staff on some of the language for the bill. Miss Sarah Fisher Goad has been working on the heating oil and PCE and administration issues. She's testifying in House Finance right now, but they should be wrapping up, I think, fairly soon. And I can either go down and get her or have someone go get her as soon as she's done. I can speak to a couple of issues we've been working with your staff on. One was a issue about the certain group of veterans being able to apply for the resource rebate, the 250 that were not do not apply for the PFD because their VA benefits are reduced dollar for dollar, so they simply don't apply. I've been working with your staff and have gotten them amendment language that would allow those veterans, and we estimate there's 372 or 76 that would then be eligible to apply for that rebate. We drafted, Department of Law has drafted an amendment that would, at the will of the committee, would possibly ensure that there were no problems with the prices of distributors on the heating oil piece. Mr. Sniffen, I believe, is online from Consumer Protection, if that's an item that the committee wishes to take up. And we reviewed the criminal provisions of the bill. Ms. Carpinetti reviewed those and had a few language amendments, but after working with your staff, it was determined that the existing language in the bill was sufficient, and so we won't need an amendment there. And that's mainly the issues I've been working on with your staff, Mr. Chairman. I know this committee probably wants to hear from Ms. Goad, and I can walk down and see if she's done testifying there.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Senator Hoffman.
Maybe if we are just having a brief meeting this morning, maybe she could be available for our meeting this afternoon.
I think that's a problem. Just looking at the clock here, if we take a brief at ease here, we're going to burn up all our time trying to get her, so I think we'll follow that line. Do we have anybody else? Do you have any other comments on this bill then, other than what you want to talk about potentially when the amendments come forward?
Just, Mr. Chairman, that I'll continue to work with your staff throughout the day and try to help resolve any issues.
Okay. Senator Dyson, you look like you have a question.
No, but I hope you will acknowledge for the record that I've been here and I've been here for 45 minutes.
Yes, we've acknowledged at the roll call that both from your position and the position of Senator Elton that your documents have been there and you were just waiting for the chairman to convene the meeting.
All right, thank you.
And we appreciate you, appreciate your patience. Senator Elton.
With the indulgence of the chair, would like to just interrupt the meeting for 10 seconds to introduce my parents who are visiting from Sun City, Arizona. They're the only people sitting in the front row with my wife, Mary Lou, and my father, Claude, and my mother, Shirley. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, with that, we're going to put the youngster to work. He has an issue he wants to address at the table. Amendment.
Are we doing amendments now, Mr. Chairman?
We will, just for you, so your parents can see you working here.
I don't know what this says about my parents, but they were up late the other night watching me work too on TV. I'll have to show them where the commercial stations are, I think, on the TV set. Mr. Chair, I would move amendment number one and ask for your unanimous consent.
I will object for discussion.
Mr.
Senator Elton, if you can explain what amendment number one does.
Mr. Chair, this follows the brief discussion we had the other night and addresses a concern that when we're doing the rebates on the $3 per barrel of oil component, we determined at the committee that the rebate would include a rebate of municipal sales taxes if, in fact, the price of a barrel of oil plus the sales tax was over $3. I think we all expect that that's going to be the case. This will simply restrict the rebate on the sales tax component to the sales tax rate that is in effect on the effective date of this section. It essentially would prevent a municipality from, in the future, raising sales taxes on residential fuel, knowing that the sales tax would be paid for by the state.
Do we have any other discussion on amendment number one? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do we have an opinion from AML on this amendment?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, no. I would imagine that this would be an unlikely situation where a municipality would do this, and AML has not weighed in on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do we have any other comments or concerns on amendment number one? I'll go ahead and remove my objection to amendment number one. Any further objection to amendment number one? Seeing no further objection, amendment number one's adopted. Let's go now to amendment number four by Senator Huggins.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number four.
Number five.
Okay.
No, it's amendment number four. It's the one I have in front of me.
Amendment number four is my amendment, Mr. Okay. Chairman, and that was discussed briefly by the administration, and that's the
four
one
or five.
That was
convened. I'll settle on five. If five's good enough, when everybody's good. All right. Our move amendment number five, which has previously been described to some degree by Mr. Ruaro, and I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Did I hear an objection?
No, but I'll go ahead and object. So you want to go ahead and explain briefly amendment number five?
Yeah, if I could, the number for the rationale is 376 Alaskan veterans. I would just ask you to put a plus or minus in front of that, because my confidence level of us knowing how many that is pretty low. But it's a concern, not by the number, but just by the practice of that there's a significant number of veterans that do not apply for the permanent fund because of the what happens, the offset, and it's a negative gain on their part, and they actually buy into an income tax. So with that, what this essentially does is for those people that are getting VA benefits and it's caused them not to apply for the permanent fund, which means that they would not be eligible for this program, allows them to apply for this program, to opt in, for lack of a better term. And I think that you will find it's appreciated by veterans and Alaskans at large. To those that are aware, would support it probably close to unanimously.
Okay. Do we have any other comments on the objection?
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Olson and then Senator Thomas.
From the sponsor of the amendment, I just want to know, is it also going to be deducted? And are these, I guess more importantly, are these able to be garnished by some court order? Or
I'll let Mr. Ruaro answer the garnishment piece. My assumption it probably could be, I can't answer that.
We'll have Mr. Ruaro come forward, please. You can address the amendment and Senator Olson's question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The amendment has been adequately described, properly described by Senator Huggins. It does add back this group of veterans who we found often, if not universally, do not apply for the PFD because their VA benefits are then reduced or they become ineligible for the program. And so the thought is that in order to allow them to have the benefit of the resource rebate in the CS, they need an alternative way to apply for it because they won't show up on PFD eligibility rolls. So that's the first half of the amendment. The other half holds them harmless because the federal government will still reduce their benefit, and so the state needs to pay it back to the level they usually receive and then pay them the amount of the resource rebate.
Okay, thank you. Is there another? Senator Thomas, did you have a question? And then Senator Elton.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was my concern, so that settles some of it. But so they would receive not only the resource rebate as it is now considered, as well as the permanent fund, or no? Are we not including both? Because it's going to be, if it is in fact lumped as one.
Through the chair, Senator Thomas, they will not be receiving the 08 permanent fund dividend. The application period has closed, and the call does not extend, to the permanent fund dividend core statutes. The goal here was to make sure that they received the benefit of the resource rebate, the full benefit.
So they receive the resource rebate and they're made whole for whatever they would lose based on their receipt of it.
Through the chair, that's correct.
But not the permanent fund.
That's correct.
Senator Elton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, the governor's office is before us, just a suggestion. I mean, I have some concern that a lot of veterans aren't going to know about what we do with the adoption of this amendment and putting it inside a fairly complex bill. I mean, do you have a list of people that this would affect, or can you get to a list so that you could notify these folks that, in fact, they are eligible for the program?
Through the chair, Senator Elton, what we've been able to accomplish with the VA in Washington, D.C. to date is to get a exact number of persons, Alaska veterans, in the group that would be affected. We will take it to the next step and see if we can get their names as well. But it's been a very long process even to get to the identification point where we're at now, but we're going to continue that effort.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Do we have any further questions on the amendment? Any other objections? I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the amendment. Any further objection to the amendment? Amendment number five is adopted. We're going to take an at ease here. We'll continue on after the floor session today. We're at ease with a cold chair. We're going to go ahead and terminate the meeting for today. It's 10 after 4, and we've had a long day dealing with one of the other items that we've worked on for a couple of years. So we're going to reconvene 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, continue working on the energy package, and hopefully by late tomorrow we'll have it pretty much wrapped up. And if we don't, we'll continue Sunday. See everybody at 9 a.m.